Howdy, folks. You know, the trouble with being lazy is that you can't enjoy the full flavor of it unless you have something really urgent you should be doing. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. I was looking through an old McGuffey's Reader the other day. I'll tell you this, that was a mighty fine textbook. I've heard tell that our grandparents owed much of their knowledge of literature and much of their character to those readers of William Holmes McGuffey. The stories in the McGuffey readers taught the virtues of honesty, fair dealing, self-reliance, courage, and respect. But you know, they didn't preach. They weren't namby-pamby. If you're lucky enough to get your hands on an old McGuffey reader, you'll find it as exciting as one of today's novels. Oh, the readers covered a wide range from Aesop's Fables to Longfellow's Under the Spreading Chestnut Tree. McGuffey, he used the simple truths of nature to impress youngsters with the complex truths of living. Like this little verse here I got from one of the readers, it's a kind of a gentle hint of the importance of work. Says, the lark is up to meet the sun, the bee is on the wing, the ant its labor has begun, the woods with music ring. Shall birds and ants and bees be wise while I my moments waste? Then let us with the morning rise and to our duties haste. Thomas A. Edison, most of the American giants of his time, was raised on McGuffey's readers. In fact, it was from a McGuffey reader he chose the verse for his first phonograph recording, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. You remember? Speaking of stars, here's a blonde one here. Marion, how about it?
Yes, Pat, my song is There's a Little Dutch Mill.
Far across the sea in Holland, in the land of wooden shoes, there's a story nearly everyone knows. You may never be in Holland, so I know you will excuse if here and now I tell you how it goes. There's a little Dutch mill on a little Dutch hill where the little Dutch stars shine bright. Now a little Dutch boy and his little Dutch girl fell in love by the mill one night. Up above the Dutch moon made the scene complete. They both had so much moon that it was a real Dutch treat. So the little Dutch boy and the little Dutch girl bought the little Dutch mill on the little Dutch hill. And they added the touch of a little Dutch family. And they added the touch of a little Dutch family.
Little Dutch Mill, sort of a musical Dutch treat, you might say. Then there's that delicious American treat, refreshing double mint chewing gum. Yes, sir? It's a treat that gives you lots of helps and comforts right along with the enjoyment, too, I'll tell you. Now, for instance, a delicious double mint cools your mouth, keeps it moist and comfortable. And it also freshens your taste real nice, you know. It's very pleasant. That combination of helpful aids and pleasure there. So you treat yourself to double mint often. Healthful, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Well, what do you want, Frank? Speak up. Come on, what is it?
It's time to go into our dance, Pat. The doll dance.
Well, that's... Buttram Symphony playing the doll dance. And thank you, boys. Thank you, Frank. Those diction lessons you took from Lawrence Welk sure helped a lot. You know, I guess I'm going to have to do something in my house about all these Westerns on television nowadays. It's got so they start chasing Indians on Channel 2, and they're still dashing down the canyon on Channel 5, and then meet a posse on Channel 7, and then they're smoking filtered cigarettes on Channel 9. I don't know. Somebody was saying it looks like the Southerners and the Northerners are finally going to get together against the Westerners. I know all this shooting and fast draw stuff, it's having its effect at my house. See, we have a joint checking account, and lately Miss Buttram has been beating me to the draw every time. I'll tell you, it's a good idea to be real quick on the draw, though, when it comes to enjoying chewing gum. You just whip a stick of delicious double mint out of its package there and fire it into your mouth, and you've served a bullseye of delicious flavor and happy chewing right away there. So you keep that gun belt handy with double mint, partner. Be quick on the draw, huh? It's wholesome, satisfying, and delicious, believe me. Now we come again to our Buttram bonus, and today it's a poem called Human Nature. If all who hate would love us, and all our loves were true, the stars that swing above us would brighten in the blue. If cruel words were kisses, and every scowl a smile, a better world than this is would hardly be worthwhile. If purses would untighten to meet a brother's need, the load we bear would lighten above the grave of greed. If those who whine would whistle, and those who languish laugh, the rose would rout the thistle and grain outrun the chaff. If hearts were only jolly, if grieving were forgot, and tears and melancholy were things that now are not, then love would kneel to duty, and all the world would seem a bridal bower of beauty, a dream within a dream. Human Nature, our Buttram bonus for today. The Jack Halloran Quartet, they haven't opened their mouths all day here.
You
got a song, Jack?
Sure have, Pat. You'll remember this one, too. It's A Tree in the Meadow.
Oh, remember it. I planted it, I think. All right, go ahead.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see, I love you till I die. I will always remember the love in your eye, the day you carved up on that tree, I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me by that tree in the meadow where my thoughts always lie. And wherever you go, you'll always know I love you.
That must have been a magnolia tree you sang it so pretty. I don't think I ever heard of a tree with such beauty coming from four young sprouts. Anyway, have some double mint. And all you young sprouts listening, let that delicious double mint chewing gum keep your breath sweet and pleasant for the summer dates and doings. It's a wonderful way to keep your breath fresh and well-groomed. Healthful, refreshing, double mint chewing gum. I'm Pat Buttram, and I don't know if kisses spread germs, but they sure do lower one's resistance. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Stay tuned now for news.